Have you ever heard of Fanny Crosby? Born in the 19th century in New York, Fanny became sick at 2 months of age. With the family doctor away, another man pretending to be a doctor prescribed a false remedy that left her blind. A few months later, Fanny's father died. Her mother worked to support her family as a maid, so Fanny was also raised by her grandmother. Yet Fanny corrected those who felt sorry for her. As an 8-year-old poet, she wrote, "Oh, what a happy soul I am, although I cannot see. I am resolved that in this world, contented I will be." As a youth, she memorized over 10 books of the Bible, most of them among the larger books, as well as many psalms. She then wrote over 8,000 hymns and gospel songs, with the most popular being Blessed Assurance. 100 million copies of her material have been printed. She was both a student and then a teacher at the New York Institute for the Blind. Her fame brought her before the Congress and the President. A well-meaning preacher told her, "I think it is a great pity that the Master did not give you sight when he showered so many other gifts upon you." Fanny's response, "Do you know that if at birth I had been able to make one petition, it would have been that I was born blind. Because when I get to heaven, the first face that shall ever gladden my sight will be that of my Savior." How do you respond to God's love? This is Chris Bender with Living Water Community Church in Rochelle. Join us Sunday at 10 a.m. at 405 North Main Street and learn more about God's great love. Check us out on the web at lwccr.com. That's lwccr.com.